All right, Marvin Musquin, man. That first moto, that is the one the guy we've been waiting for to start the season, huh?
Yeah, that was perfect. I couldn't ask for better. The riding was great. I had good lines, good flow. And I was out there and I was like, man, why does it have to be so easy to win sometimes? Like there is other races where you struggle, you give like 110% and it doesn't work out. And right there I was like 85, you know, 90% because, you know, physically it was tough. It was hot. So it was very hard energy wise to override. So just the riding was great. And I gapped Kenny pretty good. And I just definitely control the race and I won. So that was one of the easiest moto wins ever.
Isn't that funny how it works out, right?
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
Second moto, Osborne got you late, but you had the overall already in the bag. And look, Eli was on his game. I mean, you just kind of tip your visor, I guess, huh?
Yeah, he was. But to be honest, I was. It's not like he was gapping me every single lap. Like 2 to 3 seconds, and then he was a lot better. He got a great start, and he made a very consistent moto, and he won. At one point, I catched him a little bit, but ran out of energy a little bit towards the end, and obviously I got surprised by Zach. I didn't know he was right there actually, and he got.
You know, you had the overall.
Kinda.
Yeah,
kinda. Kinda, but that's all I got, that third place, second moto, so anyway.
Hey, what about this track? So, brand new USGP here, obviously, but brand new for the Nationals. Most guys like it. A couple guys I talked to, they weren't that big of fans. What'd you think?
I mean, if you watch all the lines, all the jumps, the bumps, the ruts, that's awesome racing. That's an awesome racetrack. So I was obviously it was hot, very demanding, but great racing, and to me that was a great track.
Yeah. So you were happy with it then, as far as the layout and everything else and the way it flowed.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I knew they were gonna fix some of the faces of the jumps because we had big jumps and they wanted to make it safe, but they left some obviously the roughness and the corners and the ruts. We definitely had to run the sand tire because it was so soft and we had great traction. That definitely exactly what I expected the track.
This is sandier than Southwick, in my opinion, but a couple of people told me I'm wrong.
Well, yeah, the start was very deep, very sandy, kind of like a Lomo, you know, kind of sand. But there definitely is some sections in Southwick where it gets hard.
So
overall here, it was a mix between Red Bud, I feel like, when it's like real dirt, Red Bud soft, and Southwick.
Hey, your season overall, Paula was good. It's been up and down. We're not used to seeing that from you. You're a consistent podium guy all the time. I think you've crashed more in the outdoors now than I think maybe I saw you all year last year. So what's been going on?
No, just, got taken out in Lakewood and off the start, second lap. So I came back from the last and made a mistake in High Point off the start, second moto. So, the High Point, my riding was pretty good, but it didn't show in results for sure.
Yeah, you're coming from last, so it's like whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever the speed you have coming from dead last, then you have the top five or six that are gone. And the gap's too big.
Last question for you, Baker's Factory. It's maybe at the highest level it's been with Osborne there, and if Jason's back, and Coop, of course, Supercross title. What's that like right now?
I mean, it's good. We just
pushing each other every day.
Yeah. Obviously, we get along. You know, with Zach, you know, we show a lot of respect. You know, and. You know, with Cooper as well, and it's been good.
Are there days where you're the fastest and then days where you're the slowest? Is it that big of a gap? You know what I mean? Like, how
kinda.
Yeah, depending on how the day goes.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's that like mentally?
Yeah, no, it's not easy for sure, but at the end you got to give your best and just do the program.
Right. All right, Marv. Well, hey, thanks for doing this. Congratulations. There's the Marvin that we know, and we're carried into the next week, right?
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.